Hi, everyone. I'm Scott McGrew. The San Francisco company Ethos was recently valued at nearly $3 billion after its most recent raise. But Ethos started not that long ago in a dingy office on a San Francisco street corner better known for its adult theaters. That's a path worth revisiting from first pitch to funding. This episode was first recorded in early 2020.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's the minimum amount of capital that we can raise at whatever our valuation is today that will get us to the next kind of step function unlock of value?
It's this dance that you do between the entrepreneur and the investor, where we certainly like to have a certain ownership percentage and a certain number of dollars put to work, as all investors do.
This week on Sand Hill Road, we take you inside the Series B funding of a San Francisco startup, Ethos.
I'm Nate Naparco. I'm with XL Partners.
My name is Peter Colas. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Ethos.
The pair sound a bit similar, so let's do that again. Again, here's Nate Naparco. He's the venture capitalist.
I'm Nate Naparco. I'm with XL Partners.
And this is Ethos CEO Peter Colas. He's the guy getting the funding.
My name is Peter Colas. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Ethos.
Here's Nate Naparco, the venture capitalist.
I went and met Peter at an office that was certainly not as nice as the one that we're here in today. It was over on Broadway, kind of tucked in the back of a rickety old walk-up building.
So our office was next to like three strip clubs on this dingy street. And that day, we were in the heat of fundraising, which is kind of the process is, it's a bit of a marathon.
And Peter was just high energy, walking me through the early iteration of what the Series B pitch was going to look like. And actually what stuck out to me just walking through that building was just the scrappy feel to the business, right? It was late at night. I want to say it was, 7-ish, 7:30 p.m. A lot of folks still, butts still in seats, people still on phone calls typing away.
And so at the time, you're trying to make yourself look credible and big and et cetera. And I think Nate kind of saw right through that and understood what he was signing up for. And we were able to be really honest about, here's what's going really well, here's what we still need to work on, here's the opportunity as we see it, and would you like to partner? And we were really impressed with how thoughtful they were about analyzing the business and seeing what might become, not just with the opportunities right in front of us in the next year or two, but 10 years down the road, what might it become?
Expand on that, that I'm sure every entrepreneur does this, but expand on when the venture capitalist walks through the door, you need to seem bigger than you are.
Yeah. So I think one of the unique observations and differences between when we were discussing an investment with firms for our Series A versus our Series B is the expectations of the company have changed quite a bit in the eyes of the investor.
Here's Nate Naparco, the venture capitalist. Was there negotiation over how much money?
There was. This was a great story. There are very few markets that are this large that have some sort of new breakthrough approach and are growing as fast as Ethos was at the time of the Series B and continues to grow very quickly today. So it attracted a lot of investor interest.
No, I guess my question is, did Peter say, no, I only want you to give me $25 million at a in a smaller percentage, or no, I want to give you $45 million. How'd you hit upon 35?
You know, it was the right thing for what is the next, call it, 2-year operating plan look like for the business. How do you invest the right amount for it's threading the needle that it's this dance that you do between the entrepreneur and the investor, where we certainly like to have a certain ownership percentage and a certain number of dollars put to work, as all investors do. There are terms that are acceptable to entrepreneurs, and you kind of do that dance to figure out where's the happy medium.
Here's Peter Colas, Ethos CEO. Your Series B was, what, $35 million?
Yeah, correct.
How did that number come about?
Well, we looked at the needs of the business. The way that we think about it is, what's the minimum amount of capital that we can raise at whatever our valuation is today that will get us to the next kind of step function unlock of value, and where you grow the value meaningfully, and then you raise, again, the minimal amount of capital with the minimal amount of dilution that you want until that next step function of value. And so, you know, we came to them and said, hey, we can make, you know, we think we can get from A to B and B to C from here to here with this amount of money, and give yourself a little bit of cushion, but not too much, because you also want to be paranoid and work really hard and motivate the team and say, hey, that, you know, success is not a foregone conclusion. And if we don't run at 1,000,000 miles an hour, there are a lot of failed startups who we can point at and look to.
Here's Nate Naparko. So you do the deal. Is it, you know, just a sort of a gentleman's, okay, this is the number we're going to arrive at? Do you sign the deal right then and there? Do you go out and get a beer afterwards? I mean, tell me about the process.
Yeah, it's funny. We got to a handshake on terms, and it was done in a there was some competition around this. We were not the only investor that Peter and Linky were talking to, and they went out and did a market check and found what's a reasonable price to raise at, and you know, we did something in the vicinity of that. You know, we did it on a handshake. There was a lot of trust, and to this day, there is a lot of trust going back to our relationship that we're going to do this together. We were all very excited at the time. We did a dinner after we signed the term sheet, and it was just kind of putting everything on the table that, yes, we've known each other for a while in a different context, but that we are going to do what's best for the business in a professional context. And, you know, we've been very lucky so far that there hasn't really been a stress on that personal relationship and professional relationship, but I felt good that we were able to hash that out and say, you know what? Ethos, when we're working on Ethos together, Ethos is the top priority. Ethos is paramount, and our relationship will survive, but we need to do what's best for the company.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts, and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Here's entrepreneur Peter Kolis. Nate says he kind of wishes that they had, you know, not necessarily their business, but they had gotten in on the Series A.
Hindsight's 20/20. I don't blame anybody for not wanting to give millions of dollars to like two people who were operating out of their apartment at the time with a slide deck and a very raw business. So I never hold that kind of stuff personally.
Not even a college buddy?
No. Life is long. Someone close to me said, friends come and go, but enemies you accumulate. And the Valley is a small place, and you want to be very polite to everyone, even when they don't want to give you millions of dollars for your raw business.
I'll try to remember that. Now, the danger is, you know, Nate says it was a handshake, and then you kind of hammer things out at dinner later. But the danger is, of course, your friends. But now he's on your board, and he's an investor. Ethos could get in the way of a friendship, or a friendship could get in the way of ethos.
I think that whether or not a board member is, you know, personally known to you and close, it doesn't really change how you operate with the board, which is incredible transparency and candidness about, hey, here's what's going well, here's what's not going well, here's where we have to focus on. And so, you know, Ethos has been through all sorts of obstacles that we've overcome, all of them that you can think of. We've overcome growth obstacles, unit economic obstacles, people obstacles, operational obstacles, just like every startup. And through all of those, you want investors who are super cool-headed and investors who you feel very comfortable coming to and telling you, hey, here's what's awesome, here's what we didn't do well. And so Nate, along with the rest of our board, are incredible in that respect, and they roll up their sleeves and help however they can. So I don't know that closeness with a board member would affect, though, how you operate with the board.
Here's Nate Naparko. You're on the board.
I'm on the board.
Tell me how he is as a CEO. Evaluate him for me.
Peter's an incredible leader. So some of this, there's different ways to measure this. One is, what type of people can you get to follow you into battle? And so this is, despite how fast we've been growing and how awesome things look from the outside, it's a hard industry. And so to get people to follow you and run in a battle with you in a hard industry like life insurance speaks to Peter as a leader, that he's able to pull people out of great Bay Area companies to join his management team, and then in turn recruit the next generation of leaders. Getting large players in the life insurance industry to be your partner as a young startup is also an insurmountable challenge for many, many companies. And this seems to be one of Peter's core competencies, is getting folks who move at the speed of molasses to jump into action on a startup's timeframe, and to give us a shot to move quickly and to acquire customers in droves and move them through our process very quickly and deliver this very unprecedented experience in life insurance.
So Kevin Durant and Jay-Z are also investors. Did I read that somewhere?
They are. They were in the seed round, which predates my involvement in the company. I've never met
Jay-Z snookered I've never you met, I've on never, the investment.
That's
ethos.
Right. And I've never met KD through this process either. He's invited if he wants to come to a board meeting. I'd love to have him around the table.
Nate Naparko of Excel Partners and Peter Kolis, CEO of Ethos. Sand Hill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.